To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, quick thank yous to dole out before we get to Sammy P's projected point spreads for the first round of games in the college football playoff. Miami in, Notre Dame out. We'll bring you the play. I actually filled out a bracket during the break because I'm like 10 years old and I love this stuff. Sammy will give you the projected point spreads in a moment, and then we'll roll through every game on the board week 14 NFL Sunday. Our executive producer, Tyler Morales. Our technical director is... Tyler, who is it? Is it you or is it somebody else? Okay, Tyler's doing both. Thank you very much to Tyler. Our engineer is Grant Leader. Our video producer, Max Sheedy. Thank you very much to our crew. All right, we will get to every game week 14 NFL Sunday. Sammy, I'm going to give you first round matchups. You tell us your projected point spread and if you have a thought on the matchup. Are you ready?
Yep.
7:10 in College Station, Texas A&M hosting Miami. And again, Miami made it, Notre Dame did not.
I'm Texas A&M minus 4.
And what would you do?
I'd bet the points.
You'd take Miami.
Yep, I'd take 4.
I'm trying to see if we've got... Okay, great. That is the 7:10. 6:11, Ole Miss hosting one of the Group of 5 conference winners, Tulane.
Yeah, I'm high on Ole Miss. This will probably come a little bit lower, but I'm closer to 21 on Ole Miss. I mean, we're kind of picking straws at this point. Maybe they open it 18 or 19, but I think it's going to get bet up. And the true number for me is Ole Miss 21.
I'm seeing at a domestic 17.5, and I trust Sam with this stuff. So if you like Ole Miss, it feels like that's not a bad number to bet. Ole Miss 17.5 at a domestic. Okay, 8-9. We saw this matchup a couple weeks ago. I laid Alabama in the game. They turned it over 3 times. Oklahoma, like, played pristine defense and special teams and beat Alabama. This time the game's in Norman. Alabama at Oklahoma, Sam, in the 8-9.
I think it should be a pick 'em.
Domestic price is Alabama 1.5 right now, so we're basically close to being there. What would you like in that game?
It's funny you say that because I'm looking at 2 different books. One has Alabama minus 1.5. The other one has Oklahoma minus 1.5. And I'm at a pick 'em.
Fascinating. So
I'm right in the middle. I don't know that I'd do anything there. Maybe the under 43.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a 40.5 on the board right now, I'm seeing as the total in that game with Alabama and Oklahoma. And last one in the 5-12, Oregon hosting James Madison. So James Madison and Tulane both making it because the ACC champion Duke did not after beating, but the ACC did not get shut out. Miami makes it over Notre Dame.
I'm 21.5 on Oregon.
And that is the number right now. At domestics is 21.5. Just curious. Oh, Miami's getting bet as we speak right now. This is down to A&M 3.5.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of conversation, if Virginia had won last night, do you think Miami would be in? So Virginia would have been in, that ACC team would have made it. Do you think that had anything to do with it? Just for, doesn't matter from a betting perspective. I just think it's interesting.
I have no idea. I can't believe that they took Tulane and James Madison over Notre Dame. Notre Dame actually had a chance to beat Ohio State. Tulane and James Madison do not.
Yeah, they're gonna overhaul this as a result, probably heading into next year, whether right, wrong, or indifferent. And last thing, I have filled out my bracket. I have Ohio State winning it, which would surprise nobody. I'm stuck on Texas Tech, Indiana at the top here. I know you like Tech. Who do you have Tech against in the championship?
Oh, I haven't filled the bracket out yet.
I can give you the teams
Tech
at the bottom
Ohio
if
State.
You want. Tech, Ohio State. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Man, we could have a semifinal of Tech, Indiana, Georgia, Ohio State. That would be if you know what's funny is that all the top fours lost last year. So who knows how this is going to go. But again, Miami in, Notre Dame out, an Alabama in. Stunners as the college football playoff revealed. All right, let's roll through it. Week 14 NFL Sunday. Grant, please drop the dope-ass beat. Sammy, great job with the projected spreads. That was great. All right. We want everybody to open the playbook and choose your boost for today's action. Grab BetMGM's Pro Football Boost Pack, and you'll have three ways to boost your odds on your next bet. Activate one of your boost tokens for any pro football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your wager wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app, and please gamble responsibly. I'm just looking to see if that... Sam, the only initial move that I saw was towards Miami. So A&M down to 3.5 at this one spot I'm looking at. Admittedly, only one spot.
There's still a 5.5, though, up. So if you want to take Miami, I'm telling you that I made the game 4. I think it could close 3. So if you want to take that 5.5 on Miami, get it now because it ain't going to last.
Absolutely fascinating. All right, we'll run through these games here. Dolphins 2.5 at the Jets, 41.5 the total. I'll pass the game.
I'm good.
lean for me towards Miami. Ravens, Sam, 5.5 against the Steelers. That's -110. It looks like here's where we're closing. Ravens, 5.5, 43.5 the total. Winner of the game will be in first place in the AFC North. Sole possession at the end of the day.
I love this unconventional teaser. With a total of 43.5, tease Pittsburgh up from 5.5 to 11.5. And then tease Green Bay down 6.5 to basically win the game. I think that's a winner.
I will join you with Pittsburgh. I will pair Pittsburgh with Denver. So Pittsburgh-Denver will be mine. I want 6 with Pittsburgh. I've kind of been shy on it all week. Pittsburgh would have been my preferred side in the game. Seattle, 7 on the road at Atlanta. This 7 is used way towards the Falcons. 44.5 is the total.
I would fade the bartender who is on Seattle, and I would take the points.
I have nothing to do with this game. I don't even really like props. Tyler Allgeier anytime touchdown is my bet on the game. Bengals and the Bills. Sam, at MGM, the number is 6 for Buffalo. The total is 55. Snow in the forecast. There's snow on the ground in Buffalo. Not a lot of wind expected here. Do you see any 5.5s anywhere? Are we at 6 across the board? Bets for you, please, on Buffalo and Cincinnati. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow.
I see 1 5.5, and it's juiced, -125. Every other book at 6, Superbook in Vegas at 6.5. I'm not betting the game. I just keep betting Buffalo Super Bowl stock. What could possibly go wrong there?
I will be on the under of today's game, under 55, and I may put a small bet in on Cincinnati once we go off the air here before the game kicks off at about 1:05 Eastern time. Browns and the Titans in Cleveland. Browns 3.5. I'm laughing because I know what Sam's about to do. Browns 3.5. Total 33.5.
I'll take the points. Tennessee plus, I guess, 3.5. Oh, I hate it as I say it out loud. I hate it.
I thought you were going to do the puke noise. That's what I was queuing up there. I'm surprised that's not what it is.
I put Tennessee in the underdog moneyline parlay. So if that's the case, I should take the points, right?
I like the over a little bit. I don't know if I like it enough to bet it, but it's 33.5 without wind expected here. Not enough to bet it, so I guess no. I guess no is the answer to that question, because if I did, I would bet it. Commies and the Vikings. we are basically at a pick'em. Minnesota's flipped to the favorite, but it's one juice towards Washington. We're at pick the winner of the game right now at MGM. Total is 43.5. Both money lines at MGM -110. So if you like a side, obviously see if you can find a plus price somewhere. We want you to bet at BetMGM, but just saying, if like give yourself the best bang for your buck. Any bets for you in this game?
No, I'd rather drink the stuff under the sink than bet this one.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, it depends on what's under your sink. Probably something that'll
bleach.
Kill you. Yeah, yes. It's not great. I did bet Minnesota earlier today. We'll see how it goes with J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. I actually think, strangely enough, this is my favorite bet of the day in this game. The Bucs are down to 7.5, Sam, at home against Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints. Total 41.5.
I'll jump on with you. I'll take some Saints, 7.5.
I bet 8.5. I think 7.5 is obviously, I don't think the game's going to land 8. It could. I do like New Orleans. I think the Saints are live to potentially win this game against Tampa today. So New Orleans plus the points in Tampa. Colts and the Jags, first place in the AFC South on the line, at least for this week. Houston in the rearview mirror. Indy out to 2.5 on the road at the Jags. The total is 45.5.
This is my favorite bet. I took Jacksonville. I took 2. You can take 2.5. Good on you. I took the points.
I will be in the foxhole with you on the Jacksonville Jaguars. One quarterback has a fractured fibula, the other does not. I do like the Jaguars in the game. Don't love it, but I like Jacksonville. Denver, 8 on the road at Vegas. Total here is 40.5.
I'd probably go under 40.5. I don't think Vegas is going to score a ton. And the question for Denver is, are you really trying to pour it on? Are you trying to stay healthy? I'll go under 40.5.
I like Denver as a teaser leg. Denver down to 2, 1.5, or even 2.5 if it goes up to 8.5 in between now and kickoff. Green Bay, Sammy, 6.5 against Chicago at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. It will be frozen. It's like 15 degrees. Total is 44.
They're not going to like this on 670 the score in Chicago, but I think Green Bay wins the game. So this is my second teaser leg. Pittsburgh up, Green Bay down. All they've got to do is win the game. I do think Chicago's going to win the second meeting, though. I know they're pulling for an upset in the Windy City, but I don't think it happens today. Sorry.
The schedule is out, by the way, for the playoff. First game, Friday, December 19th, 8 o'clock Eastern, Bama, Oklahoma. That will be the standalone game the Friday night. Last year, it was Notre Dame, Indiana. And then the other three first-round games, Saturday the 20th, the first game, noon, A&M, Miami, the sandwich game, Tulane, Ole Miss, and the night game is Oregon, James Madison. And the NFL definitely has Saturday games, and like the NFL's going to kill them in the ratings, whatever. Anyway, to all the score listeners, Bears plus 7 if and when we get there. Give me Chicago, but I need to have 7. Rams 9.5 at the Cardinals, total 49.
Nah, nothing. Nothing.
Agreed. I got nothing as well. And then Sunday Night Football at MGM, the Chiefs a juice 3.5 at home against the Texans, despite possibly being down 3 offensive linemen against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, total 41.5.
Not going to overthink this one. Under 42. I can find 42 at multiple books. Get that 42, go under.
I'd like to bet the Chiefs, but at a worse number than this, I can't quit them. I'm probably the idiot. I do think Kansas City will find a way to win. What do I base that on? Nothing. except the wizardry of Patrick Mahomes. Please make it happen, number 15. So Sam needs the Bills today. I desperately need the Chiefs today to win this game tonight to keep. Because if they lose tonight, like, it's over. And bye-bye money. So hopefully the Chiefs end up winning. Any final thoughts, Sam? College football, NFL, or otherwise?
I can't believe they left Notre Dame out. And again, I profit on Miami making the playoff. I still would have put Notre Dame in. They're just better.
And just for my, I have Ohio State. I'm very happy Miami popped up there. And no disrespect to Miami. We'd rather see Miami than Notre Dame, potentially. All right, everyone, good luck today. For Sam, I'm Nick, wishing you, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
You've been listening to You Better You Bet. If you missed any of the shows, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.